to make technology work for your job search. Today, finding a job requires more than a newspaper and a resume. Most of us are aware that it requires the use of the internet, computer, and online applications. But do we know what happens on the other side of that job application? Where does that job application go? Why do we often never receive a response back from that application? Online job applications have become conventional in today's world. We find a job online, click on a link, and apply. The way that we apply for that job varies. Sometimes we are given instructions to email an HR manager. Sometimes we are given a fax number, and occasionally we are provided with an address. More often than not, we are sent directly to an online job application link or an address. All applications require one thing, a resume. If we are submitting our resume via online, one thing is critical. We must save our resume in a format that can be read and opened by anyone. There is not one version of software or not one type of computer. We cannot assume that the person receiving our document can read our personal standard of saving a document. There are many formats to save our documents, but the best way to save a document is in a format called Rich Text Format, otherwise known as RTF. This format can be read by anyone, whether you're sending your document via email or through an online application site. This is the best way to transmit your information. Many times, an online application site will provide you with options or suggestions such as we accept Microsoft Word, RTF, plain text, or PDF. Some application sites allow you the option to upload your resume or copy and paste it into a text box. Either way works. Beware of one difficulty that could occur. If you copy-paste your resume into a Microsoft Word or RTF, the formatting may not carry through with your well-planned and designed resume. One way to prevent this problem is to save an additional copy of your resume in something called plain text. This version will be left-hand justified and without bullets or fancy formatting. It drops well into a text box. The final piece of advice I want to share with you today is that the majority of times we submit our resumes through online application sites, a real human person may never read our resume. That's right, a computer program or human resource information system reads our resume and decides if it's appropriate for the job listed in the application site. A concept referred to as keywords is used to determine if you may be a candidate to review or interview for the job. The easiest way to understand this process is this. A job listing or job description almost always lists the title of the job, education requirements, and the key skills that are required to perform that job. An HRIS system counts how many keywords in your resume match up to the keywords in the job description. Your resume may be well written, but if it does not list the skills listed in the job posting, your resume will be deleted. You must make sure your resume for the specific job you're applying for matches the job description. In my blog entitled Career Coach, located at hrdcoach.blogspot.com, I will have several upcoming posts on this particular subject. My goal is for you to have a successful job search. Understanding how technology works can help make that happen. Best of luck from your career coach, Belinda Bernard.